Disclaimer time. Mile High Music makes no money from this podcast. We play the music for love, and in the hope that anybody who hears one of the fabulous tunes, they might actually dig in their pockets and buy it.
Countdown. 10 seconds to firing.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right. I want you to come up much closer now and give me a little hand.
Give him a little hand on the Mile High Podcast. This is the Finchley Boys with Outcast. Summer 2008. A bit of buzz guitar just the way it should sound. One of my singles of the summer so far, The Star Frames from Italy with I Do Play My Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
a single that might well be put out through Mile High Music. We're in discussions with the Starframes right now. I do play my rock and roll, great tune. So where have we been for 6 months? Well, the monthly podcast kind of got squished by the wayside because we're busy, busy, busy. We've put out Kerry James' Start and Begin album. It's met really good reviews. That's available for download legally, or pop into one of those old-fashioned things called shops and pick up a copy on CD. Also out is Nathan Passad's album Since 1978, available digitally, the CD to follow in a month or two, along with an album of my own, yes, I'm at it too, and one by James Tobin called Carpe Diem, Seize the Day, Mofo. Am I allowed to say mofo? Is that swearing? Anyway, this is a track by the mighty Kerry James.
There's no sour grapes, and I spend every day something wasting away. And year after year, was I really there? But I've lived this life the way that I liked. When my time has come, I won't mind. I took as much as I could. For the minutes and hours, I didn't always use my power. Living from day to day, something wasted away.
From the Power Man album, my other overplayed track of the summer is The Kinks with Strangers. As promised, we've got a couple of sessions coming up shortly. I've got an exclusive track by Mr. James Tobin and also a little fun ditty by Mr. Nathan Passard, no less. James Tobin will also be stopping by the studio to have a few words about his upcoming album, so stay tuned. A little out of character for me, this one. This is a Damn with Smash It Up. Never really got off on the late 70s thing. I know, you're supposed to love punk and all, but... You can't deny this one's quality though. It's got a great instrumental followed by a great little pop song. So if you don't know it, enjoy.
future time. Pick the tune that's gonna climb, breaking with the sound of tomorrow. Swinging Radio England.
Hello, Christy. This song is a song called Baby Baby Doll, I Am Just a Man of Few Words. It's by a wonderful group, my very good buddies, The Four, and it was, I think, one of the last, probably the last song we co-wrote when I was still in the group. I'd like to do it for them now, and I wish them good. Here it comes.
Baby, baby doll, I am just a man of few words. Whoa, oh, yeah, baby, baby doll, I am just a man of few words. Just because I don't talk that much, I'm not unkind, I'm not unkind. I didn't mind, but I thought as such, am on my mind, you're on my mind. So baby, baby doll, I am just a man of few words. Whoa, oh, yeah, baby, baby doll, I'm just a man of few words. Hey,
whoa,
I wanna say what you wanna. What can I do? What can I do? Oh, when I try, they just disappear. I can't get through. I can't get through. So, baby, baby, doll, I'm just a man of few words. Whoa, oh, yeah, baby, baby, doll, I am just a man of few words. Some people say that that's not the way to treat the girl. World, but each time I see a pit to be mean, I want you to, need you to sympathize, realize that baby, baby doll, I am just a man of few words. Whoa, oh, yeah, baby, baby doll, I am just a man of few words. Baby, baby doll, I am just a man of few words.
Recorded exclusively for the Mile High Podcast, Nathan Passad.
Thank you, everybody.
You're hearing things, psychedelic things.
Recorded way back in 1995 through an 8-channel mixer into a 4-track tape recorder, stereo to 2 tracks with 2 tracks left for overdubbing from a collection of songs called I Never Even Tried It, and If I Did I Wouldn't Like It by Zen. This is a track called Here We Go Again.
Saw it coming round again.
I watched some TV, saw the whole of the moon there. I saw it coming around again. It might well do on a digital download before too long if I can find time to get those tunes mastered. Originally intended to be some background music for interludes on this show, but just too good for the purpose. This is Shankar Jekishan with a theme from Bombay Talkie. Dig this. One of the greatest psych bands of all time, The Seeds. My sister Miley prompted me to dig this one out. This is called The Wind Blows Your Hair.
Scooby-Doo. Walking by, looking just like you and I.
She was just a kid when I used to play that one on 10. It just proves when something's good, it's just damn good.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Radio.
Radio.
Big.
Big.
L.
L.
Wonderful. Radio London.
I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. James Tobin, leading light on the South London music scene. It's good to have you here, James.
Well, it's fantastic to be here, Christy. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So do you want to give us a little lowdown on what you've been up to in the past and what makes you
The past?
Tick?
I won't go too far back, but recently I've been recording an album, my debut album.
Which is called?
Which is called Carpe Diem, Seize the Day.
Also been working with Nathan Passard, Esquire...
Yes, Nathan, I've been helping record his debut album. Well, I say debut, it's his fifth album, I think.
The first international release.
First international lover release. I've been working on Kerry James's album as well, which you knew very well.
So, do you want to give us some background information on the recording of the Nathan Passard album, where it was cut, what was involved?
Well, all the rumours are true, I'll tell you that much. It's incredible working with him. Such a
Do you want to take us balls deep into the session?
Yeah, I don't know how I got that
nickname,
but somewhere along the recording session, I think it we didn't get that intimate, but we had a close understanding, I should say.
So you helped record the album, but Nathan played all the parts.
The whole album was in Nathan's head to begin with, and it really
so
was.
We just had to have it surgically removed.
It was just a question of trying to get it onto a digital format without losing too much of what he had in mind, because he had a very clear idea of what it's going to sound like, which is very fortunate, really. I didn't have I just had to try and engineer it and record it as best I could.
So Start and Begin, the Kerry James single that's already out on Mile High Music, home of the music you want to hear.
A plug.
You've got a co-writing credit for your fab bass playing on that one. Is there any story behind the recording and making of that track?
Kerry and I were in a band together, and Start and Begin was one of the last tracks we worked on, and the band disbanded, and Kerry, it was a strong song and it still is, and we decided to revamp it. So I put a bit of a synthy kind of edgy bass bit on it, and some synth parts and backing vocals, and we basically produced the song to make it a bit more edgy and maybe commercial in that respect.
Let's talk a little bit about your own recording, Carpe Diem, due out later in the year on MHM. Now, I know you can play most instruments, but drums generally not amongst those. You took in Nathan, I believe, and some other guys to put down the beds with you.
Yeah, drums I can only do demos for, so I got two of my friends in, Nathan Passard, who obviously I've been working with on his album, and a guy called Will Taylor, who's a fantastic drummer, and he was doing the more progressive parts of the album, and Nathan had the right feel for some of the other tracks. So it's roughly in two halves. Side A is Nathan, and side B is Will Taylor, and then all the other instruments by me.
And what can we expect of the album when we get to hear it?
Well, it's a big production. I've got lots of layers in it, and I've really tried to bring back some of the old big production techniques that Wilson and Spector pioneered in the 60s, because I love those recordings.
Joe Meek.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's when things were daring and things were moving on, and it was exciting and melodies hadn't been written yet, and it was also a time of technological innovation. So, and we are as well, in to a certain extent, but we haven't really sort of grasped it as much as I think the people in the day would have done if they had the tools available to them. So they used what they had available to them and got the best out of it. And I think we're sort of still discovering what we can do with a computer. But I'm not doing anything particularly fancy with it. It's just it's very, very good to be in a one bedroom to get a massive production, a recording of all the voices and the instruments and string parts. It's amazing, really. It's very, very handy.
Like recently, myself bouncing those string parts over to some guys in Canada and having them come back in pro-recorded cellos and violas and violins and stuff. It's pretty amazing what you can do nowadays, and to get that big sound. Gonna play a specially recorded version of Carpe Diem, the title track from James's new album. Some background information, James.
Yeah, Carpe Diem is the last track which I wrote for the album. And it's really about stopping what you're doing right at this moment and thinking about why you're doing it and trying to seize the day, make every day your last day. And it's often said, and it's a bit cliche in a way, but I think it's a very good way of living each day, really. You can make every day a little bit better.
James Tobin with Carpe Diem, recorded for this show. Anything to add before we say goodnight and kiss you farewell and bon voyage back to Bournemouth?
Sunny Bournemouth, right. Well, it's been a pleasure being here, and I really hope you enjoy some of the tracks which I've put down on the acoustic guitar, which actually have been the basis for those tracks, you know, just the 12 string. That's how they all started. They've now become big overblown monsters, but it's nice to hear them more intimately.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you here, and thank you for letting us go balls deep into the man, the myth and the legend that is James Tobin.
Thank you for that. I can see this is going to stick.
So we're going to have to let James go now, but he's going to tell us a little bit more about this final track, 50s Rain.
Yes, 50s Rain is a track about looking at a relationship in the present day, but back in time in the 50s, and it's more of a dream in a way. It's just trying to visualise a dream about it, trying to make sense of a relationship.
What we have found through this rain where our lives fell apart. 55 years ago, you met me, I will go. Fifties rain falls each year, we are apart. I'm not to blame. Every time you tear this crown apart, take me back to better times gone. I know I sing sad songs, but you never sang once. Everything was as old as a song. Then we would feel undone.
this isn't just psychedelia. This is... Dating from 1956, the inventor of rock and roll songwriting, Mr. Buddy Holly, with Because I Love You, on Legends Corner tonight.
Well, they say what you don't know, oh, but you. So don't tell me that you found someone new to go to life with you. Because I love you, my darling, my dearest, I love you. You're the one I want nearest me. I love you, and I hope that you love me too. I'd rather die thinking you love me than to go. Someone new to go to life with you. Well, because I love you, my darling, my dearest, I love you, you're the one I want nearest me. I love you, and I hope that you love me too. I'd rather die thinking you love me than to go on thinking life without you and you with someone new to go to life with you.
B-I-G-L.
Sit back, have a coke and relax.
Sit back,
have a coke and relax, babe.
Things go better with you, go better with
I feel better with coke.
Great Neil Diamond digs coke after coke.
Well, if you're feeling down, come on and get happy. Woo! With Wonderful Radio London.
Originally made it with the Straubs, Fairport Convention, and then recorded with Fotheringay, who also helped to record the album North Star, Grassman and the Ravens. This is Sandy Denny from that very album with Late November.
The wine it was strong, the ship it was sunk, the shot it was dead, all the sorrows drowned. The birds they were clouds, the brides and the we'll be right back. just one and played it by.
Sad loss to music at the age of just 31 in 1978. That was Sandy Denny from North Star, Grassman and the Ravens. Late November, one of the best albums you can have with you on a road trip. Go and dig a copy out. Up next, Damien Renouf.
Music B.I.G.L.
Meet some and you see how many wanted to be a singing in car superstar when they were five and feeling free. So many miles you go, picking back up what you throw. Green cocktails out of luck, no cash, but still I try to show. See you so long, my brother, the pace is in your shoe. Take one look at the rising sun. They tell you you're in no way special too. It's when you know you were. Nearly A on the field, not much time left to kill. Mercury, don't tell us where the heat is at. The air is still flying in on a plane. Silver ocean a place. You could take away the smoke, but still the fire remains. See you so long, my brother, the pace is in your shoe. Take one look at the rising sun. And when they tell you you're in no way special too, it's when you know you won. In any way I can, in no way special can I be. I shot a man in my head who got the better of me. I leave to you what can't be said by me, because it's easy. Take time in your day. Get carried away. Live on the edge enough to know that you can't fly away. See you so long, my brother, the pace is in your shoe. Take one look at the rising sun. tell you you're in no way special too. It's when you know you won. You told me too long, my brother, before the time runs through, says the man who holds the gun. You're in no way special too. It's when you know you are.
Damien's playing live around London with his brother Danny on the bass. Danny Renouf, a great songwriter in his own right too. You can check out their music on myspace.com/Damien Renouf Music. That brings us merrily up to the hour. We've just got one more tune to play you out with, a track by the English Birds with a young Ronnie Wood in their ranks. A track called Say Those Magic Words.
So bright above, never thought that I could be like this, like I'm living just for your sweet kiss. Well, what you gonna say now? What you gonna say now? What you gonna say now? Are you gonna say those magic words? Are you gonna say those magic words? Squeeze a little side.
Prepare for landing. Our thanks to Nathan Passad and James Tobin for taking part in the show. And a special thanks to you, the listener, for making it so special. We'll be back in a month or two, so stay tuned for more crazy mixy music. Tune in. Turn on and take off with Mile High Music, home of the music you want to hear.